Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
No, not now.
That sounds like it's going to cost you.
I know what to do. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, I could have the money in my account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we're going WWE style today, man. And one of my favorite guys, longtime friend, Titus O'Neil, will be hosting WrestleMania this year in his hometown in Tampa. I'm going to ask him about the pandemic and how these guys found a way to keep going, keep figuring it out, and having these great shows and what he has going on. Because one thing I know about Titus, man, he does so much in the community. He does so much for people. And even once in a blue moon, I'll text him saying, damn, dude, I just seen you in this state or this city. And he's somewhere else. But he does a hell of a lot for the community. And so anyway, guys, Titus O'Neil, WWE. Yo.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Not much. Sitting here finishing up some WrestleMania stuff with CSR.
You cutting promos this week, or how involved are you with everything coming up?
I'm very involved, mostly in our community stuff and
right.
And trying to make sure that we put on we let people know just as great as we can put on a show. You know, we can put on for our community and leave a lasting legacy.
So, you know, that's what I was going to ask you, dude, because, you know, we talk here and there, but every time I see you, like, got so many different causes and that you lend your time and money to, does how much did that just kind of pull you on different angles and still have to do stuff internally with the WWE? Because I'm like, damn, how does Titus do all that, man? Because you be sometimes you're everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of my charity is self-inflicted, you know.
Right.
My punishment, should I say, I guess when people see you doing, you know, great things at a high level on a consistent basis, you know, they either want to be a part of it or they want to be a recipient of it. And the one thing I've been very fortunate of is that WWE has a huge platform and we have great partners, you know, that also believe in, you know, making lives and putting smiles on people's faces is our motto, but making people's lives better in the end. And being, you know, most of our partners I have a direct connection with anyway, personally, you know, with Susan G. Coleman, you know, my grandmother passed away
right
from breast cancer in 95. The Boys and Girls Club, I'm actually a Boys and Girls Club alumni and Hall of Fame inductee this year. But with Nestle Waters, we were able to do a beautiful campaign over during the pandemic to raise and generate a lot of funds for No Kid Hungry. So it's been a great relationship and a great opportunity for me and for WWE to expand and show people that we're superstars. We do more than just wrestle. We do more than just talk trash. You know, we talk the talk and walk the walk too.
Has your role, like with the WWE, transitioned into that more? Because I remember when you were more in-ring and you were doing more stuff, and that kind of seemed like a transition a little bit where you coming out and you're still part of the show, but it's been transitioned more. You've been in more in the community. Like, when did that start happening? Whose decision was that? Was that yours or was that WWE's?
I don't think it was ever anything talked about. You know, it just naturally has happened that way. And, you know, the thing I tell every superstar, you know, and I've learned this over my time there, is that, you know, this business really is about longevity. You know, you can win 1,000 championships in the first 3 years and be gone. I've seen a lot of people come in and out of the doors of WWE because they were great performers, but, you know, not as great people. And then sometimes from a business perspective, it just didn't work out. You know, and I you know, I love competing. I love being in ring. I love, you know, everything that goes along with, you know, the show. But I've always been one that whatever capacity that the company has needed me in, I'll be more than happy and honored to do so because they have provided me an awesome living, an awesome platform, and my relationships within this company and within this business are very strong, and they're all built on respect. And I respect this business. I respect everybody that came, you know, before me, those that are in it now.
How crazy was it over the pandemic, right? Because I was like, it's one of these things where it's one thing to go out and play a football game or basketball game, right, with like no crowd and everything else, but and I've been to probably 25 shows before in my life between Monday Night Raw, SmackDowns, WrestleManias. I mean, I've, you know, over the last 15 years or so. And so the crowd was so important, right? And then how was that transition? Like, did y'all have to kind of hype yourself up to come out with the same energy with nobody there?
Yeah, so we obviously, for the first few months, we worked without a crowd at all. And then we brought in some plexiglass and made a makeshift crowd, still not the same thing. And then the company made a huge investment in what we have as the Thunderdome. And that literally changed the whole feel of what we do. It's still not a live crowd because we love that live interaction, but at least gave us live crowd components from cheering and booing and being able to tell a story. Obviously, we knew we were performing for a TV audience, so that was for millions around the world. But there's nothing like having 15,000-20,000 inside of an arena where you can, I mean, you know, like you say, football is football, no matter where you play. You know, if you're doing a scrimmage in the preseason and you're playing in front of nobody, you know, at practice, or you're playing in front of a football stadium, you still got to sack the quarterback, you still got to throw a touchdown, still got to block, still got to run. With us, everything being, you know, based on crowd participation and crowd interaction, it was a huge transition for our talent to make our huge transition for everybody, our production team and everybody as a unit. But hats off to us all. We never missed a show. You know, we didn't take any time off. We performed 52 weeks out of the year during a pandemic, which is unheard of. And we provided quality hours of quality programming throughout the year.
No, that was super dope, man. And you guys are still able to do that. And I'm gonna stick with this on the football tip, because obviously you play ball. But one thing that I always said, especially when guys transition from, you know, mainly football, because he's talking to MMA and wrestling and all this, it makes it easier transition. What have you seen from some of these guys, man, that came with it? Because I can tell you this, when they told me the travel schedule, mm-hmm. when I was, you know, I was working with the network and I was on it, and mm-hmm. I had, you know, one of the greatest times. But that travel schedule, like, have you seen guys that transition from, you know, playing college ball, playing in the NFL, and then now see what goes on? Are they shocked at the amount of work that really happens behind the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, there have been several guys that have come in, you know, thinking that, oh, I played football or I played basketball or I did this prior to that, you know, they thought it was just something, you know, that there was going to be an easy transition. The physical aspect of it, the mental aspect of it alone is very grinding. But then when you throw in the travel, you know, it's not for everybody. You know, 3 or 4 days a week, you know, all around the world. You know, we can have a show in Saudi Arabia on a Sunday or Saturday and be in Green Bay, Wisconsin on a Monday for live TV, you know. So, right. Or be in Australia or China or Japan, you know, and then have to be in New York, you know, on Monday or Friday for live TV. So people don't understand that aspect because they only see what's on TV. They don't see the non-televised events. They don't see the appearances. They don't see the pay-per-views. They don't see all the things that we have to do to prepare for a show, get in a car, drive to the next town for 3 or 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours, get in 3 or 4 in the morning after a show, get up the next morning, do it all again. You know, they say that the things that are that we value the most, especially during this pandemic, we've gotten a chance, you know, like, this is the most I've ever been home, you know, in the last 11 years. And to be able to.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. a ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Be able to spend more time with my family and actually do things with my family and with my friends and commit more time to doing things in my hometown of Tampa Bay. It has allowed me to, you know, my foundation especially, to help a lot of people, to raise a lot more money, raise a lot more awareness, simply because I've been home. And I don't know that I would have had that success that I've had with being able to have rental assistance and several million dollars in food aid and school aid and partnering with the Hillsborough County School District to make sure that kids can eat during the pandemic. Like, there's a lot of things that, had I not been home, I would not have been able to do.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Noom Weight uses psychology to help people everywhere learn about their eating habits.
Eating is my love language?
Yep, sure is.
I say yes to seconds out of guilt.
It's hard to say no to Aunt Jenny's banana pudding.
Wait, I do what?
Oh, fog eating happens to everybody.
What the?
We know. It can be a lot to take in. But with the help of Noom Weight, you'll learn the psychology behind your eating habits, how to change them, and get closer to reaching your weight loss goals. Sign up at Noom.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No, I said the same thing. And speaking of being home, and I was going to ask you about your boys, because I got, you know, I got a 10-year-old son, and your boys are playing ball now, right?
Yep.
And so you got a chance. So what's that like, man? Because you spend majority of your time on the road, and you know, it was the opposite for me because my son is across the country, so I got to go there and spend time with him. But I did the opposite. I couldn't go see him as much, so I felt it was weird. It was different.
Yeah, for me, though, I mean, my kids were 2 and 4 when I started wrestling. And so they've kind of grown up in this. They knew what it was. But at the same token, it's never been like they've been a secondary priority for me. They've always been number one. They've been my primary priority. I would fly home. I would go to a show, fly home to watch one of their championship games, and then fly back out to the West Coast. You know, like, I've always been a committed father to my kids. So, and I know that you are too. And it does get difficult sometimes when you got work and you're trying to provide and you're trying to balance this thing out we call life. And you got a lot of different people pulling at you. But for me, you know, I always tell people, as long as your kids know that you care and that you're there when you need them to be there, they'll be fine. You know, the kids are the most resilient individuals in the world. You know, they can bounce back from anything. It's just a matter of us being able to reassure them that, hey, you know, daddy's always here for you. Hey, if you need something, and don't make it just about, you know, don't make yourself into a ATM and just think that you can throw money at them and everything will be fine, or trips and gifts. It is really the quality time. And I spend quality time with my boys collectively. They're 14 and 16 now. They're two different boys, but one and the same.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
My oldest son is being heavily recruited right now. He's got like 21 college scholarship offers as a junior. And then my youngest is going to be an animal too. He's almost as big as me. And so he's bigger than his big brother. He reminds him of that on a regular basis. we as fathers, I mean, that's our number one, I think, title, our greatest title that we're ever possessing in our life. It's not a Super Bowl ring. It's not WWE champion. It's being a dad.
And speaking of the champion and WWE, you guys got WrestleMania coming up. And I was just telling Vito, my producer, before we came on, I think it was in 2014 when they first launched the WWE Network. And so I was hosting there in New Orleans. It was at the Silverdome.
Yep.
And so, mind you, I've been around
Superdome.
The Superdome. Superdome. Superdome.
Yeah, you pulled a Hulk Hogan on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I know, because he said the same thing.
He actually called it the Silver Dome at the Superdome, too.
So. Yeah, I know. I remember.
All good.
I'm sitting up there, and, you know, I met a bunch of the guys, right, for years. I've known a lot of behind the scenes and had conversations with them, but it was my first time working in that environment. So I grew up a wrestling fan. I grew up a WWE fan since I was a kid. And so being around guys and, you know, DJ, and I met all these guys on more than a few occasions. But this is the first time I'm sitting up there in the booth with everybody. And I got Mankind here, and I got Shawn Michaels, and I got Booker T. So I'm happy as hell, right? I'm like a 10-year-old kid again. And I remember Hulk Hogan came out, and they played this. So he came out, and they played this song, right? So I'm getting all kind of giddy again. I got the headsets on. I got the headsets on. And then Stone Cold, and then Stone Cold came out. So this inner kid, right? I'm sitting there and I'm working and I'm having a good time because I'm talking, you know, for the first time, and they just launched a network. And then finally they said, "If you smell," and then that's when I was like, "Okay, all right, hold on now," you know. So I just, for me, and watched as a kid, it was fun. And the rest, WrestleMania now this year, I think it's in Tampa, right? Coming up.
Yeah.
When we played the Redskins back home, my rookie year in 2005, I bought 92 tickets for all my family, friends, high school coaches. How many tickets you got to get people this year for WrestleMania? How many tickets you get?
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We don't have any comps.
No, we didn't have any comps either. I had the models.
Yeah. And capacity is limited, and so I'm purchasing tickets for my immediate family, and everyone else can go to Ticketmaster. I will be, getting some kids and teachers. I do want to support some kids and teachers from underserved area schools here in Tampa. So I will purchase an allotment of tickets to take some kids both nights. Have a group of kids and teachers that'll go one night, and then a group of kids and teachers that'll go night two, just so that we can spread the wealth and give people an opportunity to experience WrestleMania, which is not as much like Super Bowl. You know, we don't get them that often in the city, and a lot of times people in underserved communities definitely aren't able to partake in any of the festivities when it comes to big events. But as far as like friends and cousins out of the blue and all this and that, yeah, I just sent them to Ticketmaster, and see, a few of them text me back, "Hey, man, they only got 2 pods, 4 pods. Like, hey, bro, you got to work that out with Ticketmaster. I ain't know. I'm just the host. I'm just the host with Hulk Hogan, and we're going to try to make our Tampa Bay Area proud, being able to put on one hell of a show, and as well as our community is looking to put on a hell of a show, too, because we want to see if it's not another WrestleMania, maybe a Royal Rumble or Survivor Series or a SummerSlam, come back here to our city. And so we want to put on, you know, the best show that we possibly can. Obviously, in the midst of a pandemic, we can't really go all out like we would normally traditionally do as a WWE style.
Right.
But it still will be a hell of a show. We got two awesome, you know, action-packed nights. We got a historic night. And historic moments all throughout. You know, the one thing I will say that I'm extremely proud of, you know, our company and our talent is the representation and the diversity of representation on both cards in prominent positions, which is probably the most prominent and diverse group of individuals, and they all deserve, every last one of them deserve this opportunity that they have right now. And, you know, it just shows that, you know, time and talent and character mean a lot, you know, and that our company and our business has grown so much, because there were times that there were very few people, African-Americans or minorities on the card. And now, you know, now we have, you know, African-American champions, the first ever women's Royal Rumble winner, African-American. The New Day, obviously, you know, now 11 or 12 time tag team champions. We have Bad Bunny, you know, who brings a whole demographic of new fans and old fans together, obviously with a large Hispanic community that you know, very proud WWE fans. We get a chance to open our audience up even more and our fan base up even more. And again, I get a chance to host, you know, with the guy that put WrestleMania on the map, and Hulk Hogan. And I think that it's going to be a very special moment for both of us, obviously being, you know, from Tampa, living here and working here and doing things in the community here. You know, Vince just told me, you know, you're going to be hosting WrestleMania. It's only right, you know, this is your city. And I mean, these were his words, you know. And you do a lot in this community, and people love you. And we appreciate you here with WWE and all that you've done and continue to do to represent our company well. And we think this would be a great spot for you. So it wasn't something that I, you know, said, hey, I need to be the host. It was, here you go, you know, and you and Hulk Hogan go out and make magic.
No doubt, my dude. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I know you're flying around and got a bunch of stuff going on, so good looking out on coming through. And then I'm going to definitely get down there. I was just down. I had a signing for, two weeks ago. I was down there for about 3 or 4 hours, but I got to get back down there again soon.
And you didn't call. Hey, Vito, you see how you do me? He called me 50 times to do his podcast, but he didn't call me at all when he came to town. Hell, I could have met him at the airport. You know, have a hot dog or something with him.
Man, listen, ain't nobody coming. You got 32 events a day, man. Ain't nobody messing with you.
Yeah, come on down. Y'all can record an episode of Lights Out down here.
Yeah. All right, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And, man, that was awesome. You know, I've always asked Titus every time that he's flying this place or flying that place, and how does he make time? And, you know, great person, great dad, does so much for the community. And WrestleMania is in his hometown in Tampa. I can't wait to see it. I've hosted WrestleMania before, and that was my first time, kind of fanboying out, you know, watching since I was a kid. And I'm up there and I'm hosting with Booker T and Shawn Michaels and Mankind, all these guys. And one of the greatest times, funnest times I had when the WWE Network launched. And it's been awesome, man. So I appreciate Titus for coming on today. I know you got a lot going on, but appreciate you guys for just tuning in and leaving these great reviews and subscribing. I see you. I see the comments. I'm glad you enjoy it. And we're going to keep going. Got another one next week.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors,
about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, 3 goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's 2 things. A hat trick is 3. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as 2 goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like 4 goals, and that's more than 3. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.